your anchor hold in the storms of life. When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fasten to the rock which cannot grow, rugged, firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting, hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 283.
Praise be the Lord, who our footsteps still holdeth from sliding. Daily he campeth about us, protecting and guiding. Even while we sleep, watch doth he tenderly keep, ever new mercies provide.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Safety Under Divine Law, No Landslides. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Proverbs. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Be not afraid of sudden fear, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Psalms. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore I shall not slide. The law of the Lord is perfect. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I go from thy presence? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Isaiah. Keep silence before me, O islands. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Behold, my servant whom I am hold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Genesis. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. With thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou, thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. Psalms. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Exodus and Proverbs. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Deuteronomy. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. From the Gospels of St. John and St. Matthew. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Psalms. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Jesus demonstrated the inability of corporeality as well as the infinite ability of spirit, thus helping erring human sense to flee from its own convictions and seek safety in divine science. In the order of science in which the principle is above what it reflects, all is one grand concord. Change this statement. Suppose mind to be governed by matter or soul in the body, and you lose the keynote of being, and there is continual discord. The definition of arc, safety, the idea or reflection of truth, proved to be as immortal as its principle. The understanding of spirit, destroying belief in matter. Does the unerring principle of divine law change or repent? It cannot be so. Erring power is a material belief, a blind, miscalled force, the offspring of will and not of wisdom, of the mortal mind and not of the immortal. It is the headlong cataract, the devouring flame, the tempest breath. It is lightning and hurricane, all that is selfish, wicked, dishonest, and impure. Moral and spiritual might belong to spirit, who holds the wind in his fists, and this teaching accords with science and harmony. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. You say that accidents, injuries, and disease kill man, but this is not true. The life of man is mind. When an accident happens, you think or exclaim, "I am hurt." Your thought is more powerful than your words, more powerful than the accident itself to make the injury real. Now, reverse the process. Declare that you are not hurt, and understand the reason why, and you will find the ensuing good effects to be in exact proportion to your disbelief in physics and your fidelity to divine metaphysics. Confidence in God as all, which the scriptures declare him to be. Accidents are unknown to God or immortal mind. And we must leave the mortal basis of belief and unite with the one mind in order to change the notion of chance to the proper sense of God's unerring direction and thus bring out harmony. Under divine providence, there can be no accidents, since there is no room for imperfection in perfection. Adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. They belong to divine principle and support the equipoise of that thought force which launched the earth in its orbit and said to the proud wave, "Thus far and no farther." Spirit is the life, substance, and continuity of all things. We tread on forces. Withdraw them and creation must collapse. Human knowledge calls them forces of matter. but divine science declares that they belong wholly to divine mind, are inherent in this mind, and so restores them to their rightful home and classification. The testimony of the material senses is neither absolute nor divine. I therefore plant myself unreservedly on the teachings of Jesus, of his apostles, of the prophets, and on the testimony of the science of mind. Other foundations there are none. All other systems based wholly or partly on knowledge gained through the material senses, are reeds shaken by the wind, not houses built on the rock. A miracle fulfills God's law, but does not violate that law. This fact seems at present more mysterious than the miracle itself. The psalmist saying, "What ailed thee, O thou sea that thou fleddest, thou Jordan that thou hast driven back? Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob." The miracle introduces no disorder, but unfolds the primal order, establishing the science of God's unchangeable law. Both science and consciousness are now at work in the economy of being, according to the law of mind, which ultimately asserts its absolute supremacy. "Now," cried the apostle, "is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Meaning, not that now man must prepare for a future world salvation or safety, but that now is the time in which to experience that salvation in spirit and in life. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science. And science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history.